Very next guest. His name is Dr. Zsolt Kolcsár. He is a practicing rheumatologist and is a physician in lead ambulatory quality and a physician lead for telehealth services. Good to have you, Dr. Kolcsár.
Good to be here. Good morning.
Nice to have you with us here today. Well, you are a practicing physician specializing in the field of rheumatology, and for the benefit of our audience listening, Doctor, we're really here to talk about telemedicine and what it is. For those who may not know it, it's a growing trend in healthcare to offer convenience for patients. Can you tell us some about how you got involved in that?
Sure. So I was actually doing my training in rheumatology up at Dartmouth Medical Center and also applied for a public health degree that I did concomitantly. And it was at that time that our program director started seeing some patients that were living 2 hours north of the medical center. There was a huge need for rheumatology care, and it was a real difficult time for these patients to drive down to us. So they offered a video visit for consultation and for follow-up care. And so as I was going into a public health degree, I thought it would be really interesting to look at what's going on, look at the quality of the care that we're delivering with these televisits compared to the in-person visits. And so I became fascinated. I started studying it more closely and then eventually started trying to improve the care we're delivering up there. It seemed to catch national attention. We presented some of our work at national conferences, both in rheumatology and telehealth. And so here we are. When I finished my training, I came down to White Plains and I thought, this should be just done in the urban setting and not just in the rural setting. So that's how I got started down here.
Well, let's talk a little bit more about what current specialties or services are offered to patients here at White Plains Hospital in the area of telemedicine. Can you elaborate more on that?
Sure. So when I came down here, one of the big challenges with telehealth services, the technology is there, it's ready to use, but the reimbursement and really the model of care is not so robust yet. So we thought of using the services for more surgical cases. And so we are starting it mostly in our robotics, gynecologic surgeries. These are complex surgeries. And we have a world-renowned surgeon that really often people come quite far to see. And so we thought maybe the follow-up should be more convenient so they don't have to drive back. And that's exactly where we started. Now we've quickly expanded into radiation therapy. So imagine that patients need to get radiation because of a cancer. And so a few days later, you want to make sure the radiation has not injured the skin. Nothing suits a video visit like a quick skin check. So again, our radiation oncologist has quite a draw. People come from all the way up in West Point. And so we want to reduce the need for the drive back to the hospital for something as simple as a skin check. These are really the more innovative areas that we're starting. And again, because the reimbursement model makes sense, but more the patient convenience model makes sense.
Mm-hmm. So who else in the area is engaged in telehealth and telemedicine? And can you also tell us about why this White Plains Hospital program is different? What actually makes it different?
Sure. So as you might have heard, in really the New York City and New York State area, there are a couple of health systems that are involved in telehealth services. These systems are not based in Westchester, but they have a small footprint in Westchester. And the difference between them and White Plains is that we live in Westchester. We employ Westchester-based physician often. So these are your neighbors. And there is nothing like being able to connect through the telemedicine platform to a neighbor, a trusted physician who you probably live in the same town with, as opposed to somebody who's all the way out in the tip of Long Island connecting to you. So some of the programs that are happening right now is Northern Westchester. If you get admitted with a psychiatric emergency, you'll actually probably end up seeing a psychiatrist based down in Long Island at their main campus in Manhasset or LIJ. And so while that's great and it gets you the proper care, I think there's some value in knowing that who you connect with is not so far removed And if for some reason things aren't going well, you could always go into their office, which is probably down the road.
And specifically, how are neighbors taking care of neighbors when it comes to using technology? How does that benefit the patient?
So I think neighbors taking care of neighbors is something that I've coined and I truly believe in. I think it's been happening at White Plains for a long time. The technology just enables that to happen a little easier. So as you're aware, a lot of the Westchester residents end up working down in the city. So these people live here, they're our neighbors, but they work all the way down in the city. And while there is not a large distance separating us, if you factor in traffic and public transportation, all of a sudden there is a large distance, which can be an hour to 2 hours away. So if somebody who lives in Westchester has to take a half a day off from their job just to do a follow-up visit with me as a rheumatologist, all of a sudden that doesn't make too much economic sense. If I can offer them a quick follow-up visit in their office, in their workplace, in a private setting, that's neighbors taking care of neighbors. Us as physicians allowing our neighbors to be productive and healthy and keep going without having a huge inconvenience of taking a day off, maybe having some family have to take some time off to bring us into the visit in the office.
Well, let me ask you, when will these types of services in telehealth actually be available for patients to actually start using? When will that be available?
So we've been working very carefully with a local vendor to get this platform available. And so we are at the point where now we have it's an available product. We're going to actually go live with patients probably in early May, and it's going to be with our radiation oncologist as well as our robotic surgeon. On a side note, I have a young lady that I take care of in my rheumatology practice. She just delivered her first child, really 3 months old, and she called me the other day and said she has a little bit of an emergency. We really need to take a look at her hand because it's a little swollen and painful. So tomorrow we booked her for the first telehealth visit. So it is going to be happening as early as tomorrow and more broadly, probably early May.
And you see that expanding upon, expanding?
So absolutely. We see this program expanding fairly rapidly. We already have plans to utilize it for more our ER physicians who are discharging patients. They're concerned that even though they don't need to be in the hospital, they really should have a quick follow-up, and we want to have a safety net in place. So ER will be looking at high-risk discharges and the next day follow-up with an e-visit. And then we have some great ideas across the board now that we have a large multi-specialty group and are always open to having new providers use this platform creatively.
Well, sounds great. Fantastic information. Dr. Kolchar, thanks for joining us today, and thanks for spending some time with us.
Thank you. It's a pleasure.
We have been speaking with Dr. Zol Kolchar. Again, he's a practicing rheumatologist and a physician in lead ambulatory quality and lead telehealth services with White Plains Hospital. And just a reminder, this is Westchester Talk Radio, produced by Shark Creative. This is Health Talk, made possible by White Plains Hospital.